to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What do you think of Speaker Gingrich not getting enough people on the ballot in Virginia?
I think he compared that to, Pearl Harbor? I think it's more like Lucille Ball at the chocolate factory. you got to get it organized.
There's Mitt Romney criticizing Newt Gingrich's organizational skills when asked about his failure to get on the primary ballot in Virginia. So, the GOP race. That's where we start another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From MSNBC, Chris Jensen talks to Andrea Saul, the press secretary for Mitt Romney, about how, basically, with the problems plaguing Gingrich and Ron Paul, Mitt Romney ought to have easy time winning in Iowa.
Is it your candidate's race to lose now in Iowa?
We're not going to play the expectations game. Iowa's not going to be, it starts the process, but it's not going to end the process. We're prepared to go through a 50-state battle. This primary election is going to go well through January, and that's what we build an organization.
That. I understand that, but the fact of the matter is everybody wants to have those bragging rights, even if it is not a predictor of who becomes president. It's nice to know that at the start, you've got people behind you who are enthusiastic, and that was really the point that Mike Huckabee was trying to make and that Mark Murray agreed with. And they both said that the enthusiasm that you see for a Ron Paul on the ground, you don't see for a Mitt Romney. And it's obviously, as you know, it's been the knock on your candidate throughout this, that people just aren't getting excited about him.
Of course we'd like to win Iowa. We want to win wherever Governor Romney's name's on the ballot. And Governor Romney spent a lot of time in Iowa last cycle. We have a lot of friends there. We have a lot of strong support and people that want to get out the vote for us and send people to caucuses and support, you know, Governor Romney's message of jobs and economy. They realize he's the one candidate that can beat President Obama and then go on to turn this economy around. And I think that those are the things that are important to voters in all of these states, which is what we've been talking about, we'll continue to talk about with each one of these throughout the process.
A senior Romney strategist told John Heilman in this article for New York Magazine, quote, "I don't see any scenario where we're not the nominee." Is that true? Do you agree with that?
No, we're not taking anything for granted. We, like I said, have prepared to go the long haul, and we're going to earn every vote. That's why Governor Romney did a bus tour in city after city in New Hampshire last week. We start our bus tour in Iowa this week, and we're going to go from town to town, shaking hand after hand, trying to earn it and earn this nomination and go straight to the voters about why Governor Romney's the best candidate to represent the Republican Party to go up against Barack Obama.
Well, let me bring up some of the questions that are out there. The Washington Post had an editorial this weekend about Governor Romney's refusal to release tax returns or bundler names. And then you add to that the Globe story in Boston about the unusual purchase of the governor's hard drives when he left office. Did your campaign have a transparency problem?
Not at all. We disclose everything as required by law. Governor Romney, when he was governor of Massachusetts.
I understand that, and I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't want to be rude, but I would hope that anyone running for president would, frankly, follow the law. So I'm not disputing that you're following the law on this, but...
And that's where I'm going. When Governor Romney was governor of Massachusetts, he turned over 700 boxes of documents for the public to view. That was not required by law. And that's the point I was making. Governor Romney has, you know, turned over when he was governor.
Why not bundler names?
We'll look at the issue of turning over his tax returns when the next tax filing season comes along. And again, you know, all of our donors are disclosed publicly, and anyone who wants to review who's donated to our campaign can do so online.
So that has been a subject of conversation, and you think it will be again? And if so, then what's the argument against it?
Again, we're disclosing everything as required by law, and it's extensive. It is extensive information, and, you know, we will continue focusing on what's important in this race, which is turning this economy around, getting Americans back to work, and replacing a president who has failed the middle class, who has failed this economy, and putting someone in who can actually get this economy going again. That's what these voters care about.
Newt Gingrich answers his attackers, or at least some of them, next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly from each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Oh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Okay, still in the presidential race on the GOP side, from CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to Newt Gingrich about the series of attack ads that came from Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry.
Serial hypocrisy, that's what Ron Paul is accusing you of. And you're telling me, and I've covered you and have known you for a long time, somebody says you're involved in serial hypocrisy and you're not going to fight back?
Well, first of all, as people get to know more about Ron Paul, who disowns 10 years of his own newsletter, says he didn't really realize what was in it, had no idea what he was making money on, had no idea that it was racist, anti-Semitic, called for the destruction of Israel, talked about a race war. All this is a sudden shock to Ron Paul. There'll come a morning people won't take him as a serious person. This is a man who happened to have had a good cause, auditing the Federal Reserve, cleaning up the Federal Reserve. And I think as a protest, he's a very reasonable candidate. As a potential president, a person who thinks the United States was responsible for 9/11, a person who believes, who wrote in his newsletter that the World Trade Center bombing in 93 might have been a CIA plot, a person who believes it doesn't matter if the Iranians have a nuclear weapon, I'd rather just say, you look at Ron Paul's total record of systemic avoidance of reality, and you look at his newsletters, and then you look at his ads are about as accurate as his newsletters.
Now, if he were to get the Republican nomination,
he won't.
Let's say he were, could you vote for him?
No.
What would you do?
I don't see how,
could you vote for President Obama?
So if somebody gets up and says, I don't care if Israel's destroyed, I don't care if the Iranians get a nuclear weapon.
I'm not so sure he says Israel destroyed, but what he does say, he doesn't think Iran represents a threat to Israel, even if it had a nuclear bomb.
What he says is, that's a risk he's willing to take. And he just had one of his former staff say flatly that he said over and over again Israel was a mistake. I mean, I think it's very difficult to see how you would engage in dealing with Ron Paul as a nominee.
All right, so let's just be precise.
Given the newsletters, which he has not yet disowned.
You could not vote for Ron Paul.
He would have to go a long way to explain himself, and I think it would be very difficult to see today Ron Paul as the Republican nominee.
What would you do if the choice were Ron Paul or Barack Obama?
I think you'd have a very hard choice at that point.
What would you do?
I don't know, but I think Barack Obama is very destructive to the future of the United States. I think Ron Paul's views are totally outside the mainstream of virtually every decent American. Now, that's going to be very controversial, but I just suggest to people, before you decide that I'm wrong, read the newsletters. Look at what he said.
Radio host Tom Finneran talks to Joe Battenfeld of the Boston Herald about Ron Paul, his newsletters, and the conspiracy comments he made after the September 11th attacks.
Give us your take on Ron Paul, and in particular, Joe, I mean, you know what happens a week from today? It's Iowa.
Right after
that, New Hampshire, kind of your backyard, my backyard. What's going on up there, particularly with Ron Paul?
Well, of course, all these things are coming up now. Ron Paul, these newsletters, the racist newsletters, and also comments that he made right after 9/11, too, from the House floor. I've seen those pop up all the time, in which he appears to blame the U.S. for them. And all these things are coming up because people are finally taking a look at him seriously, because he's been rising in the polls, and he's a serious threat in Iowa right now, and he's moving up in New Hampshire. He has a chance, I think, to be at least grab second place in New Hampshire. So if he got first place in Iowa and second place in New Hampshire, he would be a threat. He's not going to win the nomination, but I do think that part of it is, I don't know if you saw the CNN interview when he walked out when he was asked about the racist newsletters, but it appears that he doesn't want people bringing these things up, but before he was complaining that people weren't taking him seriously. So I don't know which is it he wants.
Yeah, he's a little caught now in his own rhetoric, and of course the barrage that Gingrich has taken over these past two or three weeks has been instructive. As people begin to emerge, there's a closer and closer scrutiny. Professionals like you begin to say, to really, really dig at the record. And, you know, up until maybe, what, 6-8 weeks ago, nobody was taking Ron Paul terribly seriously but for himself. And his diehards.
It's always been, he's always had the diehards. I think he's always been high in the polls. I mean, in Iowa at least. But he's moving up because everyone else has moved down. He's sort of the last one left to take a look at because of Gingrich. Gingrich had a rise and fall. Rick Perry had a rise and fall. Everybody else had
Michelle
a rise
Bachman,
and fall.
Yeah. So, listen, I know you keep a crystal ball right there on your dining room table or wherever you're calling from. Peer into the crystal ball and tell me this. 6 days to 6 days to Iowa, 13 days to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
One, does this scrutiny and these accusations begin to take a toll? And two, does he have time or any basis for being able to punch back credibly, to counterpunch, and put these things off in a corner so they're forgotten?
Well, I don't know if he can punch back. His theory seems to be right now is just say it's not an issue, it's an old issue. He claims he had nothing to do with the newsletters, that he didn't write them. They were under his name. So I don't know what else he's going to say besides that. And the newsletters speak for themselves. It's a question of whether voters care or not. And in Iowa, I think it's too early. I think he probably will win Iowa, it looks like, but he's not. He's going to come back to New Hampshire, though. In New Hampshire, it may give him a boost in New Hampshire, or because he wins, it may give him the kind of scrutiny that really he does not want, and then he tanks in New Hampshire.
All right, let's turn it over or around. Attention up next on the payroll tax cut extension. That'll be up next on the countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have it. You're listening. You can talk at 800-510-8255 as we go through some of the other things going on in the world of talk radio, like the payroll tax cut extension discussions. Here are our host, Gary Allen and Steve Kelly, talking to political analyst Doug Koopman about the damage done to the House GOP after Speaker Boehner agreed to the Senate plan for that two-month extension.
Can you blame Boehner for caving?
No, I really can't. You know, Karl Rove came out against the strategy. Senator McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, said, hey, if this passes, this guy's, obviously the overnight polling was going down and down and down for the Republican Party, and Obama's numbers were doing better. You have to change the strategy.
They really had no choice.
Yeah, I don't think that they really did.
No choice whatsoever. Yeah. So what's the damage here then, and how do you clean it up?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because it does show that eventually, even the more uniform and extreme or consistent elements of the Republican conference will cave when the public is against them. And so that sort of Tea Party faction loses a little bit credibility, at least those who serve in the Congress, because, hey, this is a capitulation.
What's the likelihood, Doug, of this thing being cleaned up by February 29th this year? We get an extra day
the 29th.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have the same kind of fiasco or the same sort of last-minute, half-baked deal at that time. Congress is not going to change its nature in 60 days.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is crazy. Do people realize that, okay, that means $40 less going into the Social Security system, so that means they're going to have to address it down the road. That 6%, that 4% tax that you're getting off on your payroll, your paycheck, less going into the Social Security Administration,
right,
which is in dire straits now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that is true. And some of the Republican presidential candidates and some members of Congress said, we should stop it on fiscal grounds because Social Security is already in trouble, the trust fund's already in trouble, and this tax holiday makes that worse. So there is a pretty decent argument for letting the tax go up, but that, you know, people don't think of the long term. They think of their $40 out of the paycheck.
I got to have my pizza night as opposed to money when I retire.
Here's John Gambling talking to Congressman Peter King of New York about what the Republicans need to do to recover from this fiasco.
Let's start with this payroll tax debacle of the past, 6 months, I guess, right? I mean, that argument was going on for 6 months.
Yeah, it was going on for 6 months, but it really came to a head in the last month. And quite honestly, I think the Republicans just really messed the whole thing up in that we had decided to continue the payroll tax, and we wanted to get concessions, though, from the Democrats on key issues. The president was insisting on the millionaire's tax. That we got him to take out. And then we wanted to put language in to approve the Keystone Pipeline or to force him to make a decision on it, and that language was put in. And then, because they couldn't agree on the rest of what how it was going to be paid for, it was said extended for 2 months. Now, whether or not that's a good deal or a bad deal, the fact is we were winning in the negotiations on the two key points.
And you ultimately politically lost at the end of the game.
We did, because people in our party didn't realize that in negotiations, if you control one-third of the government, but you're getting two-thirds of the argument, you should take the agreement and go on and you know, continue to fight. We had won it on the merits, and yet by threatening to stop it, to block it, the president was able to put us in the position of being against payroll tax relief and also against extending unemployment insurance when we intended to do it all along. So it was just, I mean, people in our party who didn't know when to claim a victory and a legitimate victory and then go on and then fight. We have a lot of tough fights next year.
Yeah, because you're going to end up fighting as soon as this thing, as soon as everybody gets back down in Washington, the fight begins again because this thing goes away and then it will be 6 weeks.
Right, and we are going into that fight sort of giving the impression that we're against it, and so we have to overcome that.
800-510-8255. Your calls on the payroll tax cut debate next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Ocella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
The GC GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Back to where it seems we were yesterday and maybe the day before in terms of this week. And that happens from time to time when there are two or three things that really grab your attention and become the reason for being, if you will, reason for conversation. The payroll tax situation, callers who have strong opinions one way or another. And this is how this works here. The callers that we, as we monitor a lot of the radio stations around the country, we're listening to those calls. We take calls here and sometimes edit them for play, sometimes put them on the air live. It just depends on the content. So in terms of this particular discussion, as we continue, the real strong feeling here is that the congressional leadership stinks. And here's Melanie in Maryland to back that up.
Not with, the Congress and the Senate that are there. I can give you an example. Nancy Pelosi, who is the champion of the poor, just is paying $10,000 a night in Hawaii. That doesn't even include her security team. I truly believe that if we got rid of half of the scoundrels in there that are making millions of money on the side, I mean, they didn't get there being a millionaire. Some of them did, but most of them didn't. And I think that a lot of the money that we're pouring out for these guys to take vacations in Hawaii for $10,000 a night, I think that's very embarrassing.
All right, so there's the company line, as it were, listening to talking points from radio programs, television programs. That's part of what happens, but there's nothing new in that call. But thank you for making it anyway. Melanie, 800-510-8255. Yeah, it's annoying. But that's not really the root. I guess it's indicative of the problem, but it's not the root of the problem. The reference there to rumors that Nancy Pelosi is spending her vacation at a hotel in Hawaii that costs $10,000 a night, and that's Drudge Report info. 800-510-8255, which is really pretty reliable stuff. Here's a caller in Seattle named Curtis with, I guess, what we might say is a fairly decent spin on this.
I have absolute 100% confidence in this economy. One is because I'm an American, and I just look at history, and we're just not quitters. We just won't quit until we get this right. But one of the real important points is this president came into office with two wars, a financial crisis, a housing meltdown, political infighting, and yet he has kept this country from, his policies have kept this country from going off a financial cliff. I am going to vote for him. I believe after 8 years of George Bush, we are foolhardy to think that this man can correct all this in only 3 years.
Well, you're foolhardy to think that he's done anything at all to correct what's going on. But that's, yeah, George Bush did a lot to worry us in terms of whether we had confidence in leadership, and Barack Obama hasn't done anything to fix it. And I'm giving you sort of my spin on it. You have yours, and I have mine, and that's what makes for good conversation, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Just sort of follow up on the conversation with the lady talking about Nancy Pelosi and what goes on in Congress to sort of underscore what she has said. Some of you may or may not have heard about four of the current members of the House, members of Congress. They got loans through the VIP program of Countrywide Financial, Countrywide Mortgage. There's a congressional committee that's raising questions about efforts to get political influence by giving mortgages, giant mortgages, to members of Congress at a cheap rate. This disclosure has come in the past week or so as Congressional Ethics Committee people are looking around at possible wrongdoing by members of Congress. There's all kinds of, we had earlier in the year, actually last month, I think, wasn't there a discussion about insider trading by members? Same sort of thing. The oversight panel has this concern. And if they have that concern, you look at Bank of America. Apparently, they now own Countrywide, and they're the ones who have now been scrutinized because the fellow that was running, a guy named Mozilla that was running Countrywide, has been taken out. The Countrywide company itself went into the tank during the problems, and so Bank of America bought it up. And now the investigation suggests that there are a number of, they've identified at least four. Let's see here. Two Senate Democrats, Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and Kent Conrad of North Dakota, got loans through the so-called VIP program. Conrad is not seeking re-election. Dodd isn't in the Senate anymore. Those are at least two examples. But it's the same stuff that this lady was talking about a few minutes ago. It's the insider privileges that they either vote for themselves or they get because of who they are and what they're doing. Wrong, 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 wrong. 800-510-8255, the caller section. We're talking about problems in Congress and why this particular circumstance that we find ourselves in is subject to better scrutiny. Frank in Michigan with thoughts.
I feel that until the housing market improves, the economy will not improve. I've been selling houses for about 6-7 years, and during the Bush administration, I made more money every year than I've made in the last 3 years under the Obama administration. So I'm not too positive about what's going on until the correction is made on the housing market, because it'll never improve until the housing market is improved.
All right. 800-510-8255. Payroll tax cut. Things get better when the housing market improves. You agree with that? A lot of times people react to callers, react to the situation. You're welcome to think all these things through and help yourself to either that or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Brian is in Virginia, and he's looking for things to get better.
I really got strong confidence in the economy. It tends to go in cycles, as it always has in history, and it just takes a long time for it to come back when it's been in a really big mess like it's been in. And there's plenty of blame to go around. hopefully people will get it right this time and vote the right people in and vote the wrong people out. That's my comment. Thank you.
Writing the wrongs, 800-510-8255. Looking for comments, controversy, thoughts, Cindy, and the corporation connection, business and their fair share, et cetera, et cetera. We've heard some of this before, but let's listen to her.
Explain. I believe that taxes are an American duty and it's a patriotic duty. And the corporations that have left for overseas should pay their fair share of taxes and stay here, which would encourage the economy. And if they leave the United States with more than 75% of the employees, then they should not be able to trade on the U.S. stock exchange, because my profit sharing is in that stock exchange. And what happens is these CEOs are actually drawing out millions, like 25 to 50 million a year. And that comes out of the shareholders' money, which comes out of people that actually have a little bit of retirement. So I'm concerned about my retirement, and this, if this economic disaster doesn't get taken care of 20 years from now, seniors will be homeless.
Ah, some seniors are homeless now, man. 800-510-8255. More of your calls and more of your thoughts on this as we continue to scrutinize what Congress is doing. Why the payroll tax situation, just as a conversational response to what Cindy said, in the sense that everybody needs to pay more taxes and people, you're missing the point. So many of you miss the point. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. There would be no need. As a matter of fact, you'd have a tax credit instead of having to pay more taxes if the government were even reasonably, effectively run. Not, it doesn't have to be perfect. Well, it ought to be, because we're paying enough money. Here we're talking about billions and trillions of dollars. But we have a right, paying this money in, to expect competence. And that's the problem that I have with Curtis in Seattle and the confidence in Obama. They're not doing anything, nor have his predecessors, to give them all their due to rout out the corruption. Instead, they create it, as suggested by the countrywide loan situation, and suggested by the insider trading situation, which is part of what we're talking about here. Pretty much congressional competence seems to be in the focus. That seems to be the way your calls are leaning, and more of them coming up here on the countdown.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. Waterboy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Waterboy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Waterboy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail, or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now, 1-800-WATERBOY, or go to superiorwater.com. Or call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
800-510-8255. The outlook is grim for those who the thing that the payroll tax discussion does is get you to think about what you're paying. If you get a check every 2 weeks or every month, regular pay, do you look at the stub to see how much you're paying in payroll taxes? If you don't, you're foolish. This is when you get a handle on what's going on, what percentage, what portion of your income is going to pay for all of this foolishness. That's a job you need to take on. It doesn't take but a minute, and then you'll have a feeling as to why so many people who are in their own businesses that pay quarterly taxes are upset about all of this stuff. All this money going for what? Here's Doug in Bedford. Hi, Doug. Welcome into the countdown.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
All right, sir. What's happening?
Thank you so much for my call.
Sure.
First off, I own my own business, and most people have no idea, especially these known accidents running this country, of how much work. Just like myself, I could go and probably put 6 to 8 people to work right away, but because of what the idiocy that's going on in the country today with Congress and the Senate, do you think for 1 minute that I'm going to go and stick my neck out there to go and hire somebody that I'm going to have to end up paying unemployment to because they're too sorry and too lazy and too trifling to work because the benefits that they've got out of here? You know, it's ludicrous with what they're doing. And so, you know, so that's number one. Number two, to me, poor is a mindset. Robert Shuler wrote a book as far as it goes about asking this guy about a tattoo. And the guy said, well, look, and the saying was born to lose. And the guy asked him, he said, why would somebody do that? And he said, born to lose is on the mind before born to lose in the body. And this is my thought process as far as it goes about the poor and these people that don't want to work. Poor is in the mind before poor is in the pocketbook. And when Congress decides to go and get off the dust and start cutting some of these benefits out to make these people go and have jobs and make it easier for the business people, then we'd be wide open as far as it goes for hiring people.
Seems like nothing but common sense, doesn't it? All right, sir. Thanks for your call. I think you reflect what a lot of small business people are thinking. What is obvious to us doesn't seem to be obvious to those who are looking for political payback. There's a discussion about term limits and actually having just one term. I have made as my cause changing everything. Who knows whether it ever gets done in lifetimes. 6 years for the president, 6 years for Senate, 6 years for the House, 6 years as governor, one term only. That's it. Then there's no campaign contribution problem. There's none of these things, and everybody stays 1 year. Constitutional convention time to change some of our serious problems. Susan, in Nashville, you're on the countdown now. Hi.
Good morning, dear. Yeah. How are you?
Well, what's happening with you and your mind?
Oh, hang on just a second. I got the speakerphone on, I think. Hang on.
Well, let me move on, and we'll come back to you, okay? Let's get Don in Texas on here now. Rob, you're in Lynchburg. Let's try you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted to say that I think people ought to be careful about this payroll tax cut. You know, we talk about the housing market needing to be fixed, but yet part of the pay, supposedly the pay for the tax cut, is to increase the fees people will pay for mortgages for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
So they'll get a one-year tax cut and a 30-year bill.
Yeah,
thanks,
wonderful.
Uncle Sam.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Uncle Sam. Thanks for the lack of practicality. Again, waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse ought to be the words, the bywords of the day. That's what people should be protesting. 51 passed on the countdown.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. This conversation started basically with a review again of the payroll tax situation. In the end, it was Boehner who decided to back down and accept the two-month payroll tax cut extension. The White House wanted it, Democrats wanted it, and he backed it up by presiding over the final session of the year to approve the measure. So the deal was struck, and that was the end of it. A lot of unhappy Republicans and Democrats on this. Let's find out what Susan, who is back, I think, in focus again. Susan, give you a second try. Go ahead, please.
I apologize for that. My question is, when the senators and the Congress leave office, you know, their term or whatever is done, do they keep their amenities and their fringe benefits they get, or do they come as a private citizen like you and I are and have to pay taxes and stuff?
I think that it's become so convoluted and complex that I can't give you a straight answer to that, Susan. What I think I know is that they keep their health benefits. They have a pension. Yeah, if you've served, excuse me, just 2 years in Congress, you get a pension. And then you okay. have health benefits. That I'm pretty sure of. As far as other things, I mean, they don't have a car, they don't have office space, that sort of thing. But they.
Well, the reason why I was asking here is if what they're doing to us now as a private citizen, will it not come back on them when they come out of office?
Maybe some yes and some no. I'm not trying to be vague, but I don't have a specific answer to that question. But yeah, I would think that there are some of these things that apply to them. Many of them are business people. Some of them have small businesses. Some of them have fairly large businesses. So all of these things, if they can smooth out the rough edges, it benefits them in that way when they get out, depending on, again, whether they get, many of them don't decide to leave on their own. They get voted out. And if they're in their 40s or 50s, yeah, certainly they have to go back to work. They aren't that well off that they're going to be able to exist on their own without having to work. Hope that answers your questions. Chris in Mississippi, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
I agree with you on the issue of term limits. I think that would be a huge answer, but I think to go along with that, I think it'd be a great idea if the ability for these guys to be involved in politics in any way once they leave, I think that should be eliminated.
Those sorts of comments. What we need to do, Chris, what you and I and most of the rest of the country, as we are protesting, what you need to know is how the country works. In order to get that sort of thing changed, we need a constitutional convention to change. And I think if Ron Paul were the president of the country, there'd be more of a chance to have a constitutional convention, because he feels very strongly that many of these things that most of us think are wrong need to be addressed. And that's the way you would address them, by having a constitutional convention, get things changed, add various amendments to the Constitution to change the things that are necessarily needing to be changed, and then you go from there. But it won't happen by you and I talking about it. We got to take some action. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. We have two Dons. The first one is in Texas. Go ahead, sir. You're Don number one.
I don't think that changing congressmen and doing all this in one fell swoop's going to do a thing. We need to get banking bailouts and big banking and fiat money out of our system, returned to some kind of a reasonable standard as set down in our Constitution, that we coin our own money and control our own money, same as what the state of Utah is trying to do right now. Get more local control and sovereignty back to the states. Until we do that, we have a zero outlook on the economy.
Okay, there's some good suggestions there. Local decision-making, local policies seem to have more value for most of us than the things that are dictated from Washington, and they cost less, too. All right, here's Don number two in New York.
Can I just say something as somebody that studies the economy and studies all this political? For one thing, what everyone's talking about is merely Band-Aids. The taxing and the spending is not what's going to get us out of this thing. We need high-paying jobs, and that's the whole problem. You have people calling in saying that 50% of the people don't pay taxes. Well, if you're making under $35,000 a year and you have a family, you can't pay taxes. You make these people start paying taxes, and they're just going to be on more Medicaid and food stamps and stuff. That's what's going on now. These people are not making the proper wage, and they can't buy anything. The economy's run by 70% of what we consume. And people don't understand this, so you need people that make money to spend money.
That's a good point, sir. Thank you for capping off our good discussion on this. A lot of good callers. Thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.